But I wanted to welcome in Beth Boyle from House of Bread, the co-director, is that the title? And because I thought it was really important, because I really love the nonprofit culture here in Connecticut. I think there's just so many people who do such great work. And I feel like this people don't not enough people know about what you guys do. So first of all, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much
swag.
For having me, Brian.
Man, we got hats. You can never have too many hats.
I'll grab another one for him, too.
It's and they're nice, too. I like them.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm sure you designed, correct? Listen, what people who don't know, because in nonprofits right now, in this economy, the way people are so cautious, it's really challenging. So what do you do?
Yeah, House of Bread, as we were just talking about, House of Bread is an organization that started back in 1980. The sisters, the two founders, Sister Maureen and Sister Teresa, who, by the way, got a super nice shout out yesterday in the Hartford Courant with an article about them.
How are they doing?
They're doing well. They're doing really well. They were thrilled to have that attention on our organization. And anyways, the House of Bread back in 1980 started because the sisters saw a need with the homeless community, and they really wanted to do something to help. So basically, with the help of a lot of people, started in a room where they just offered coffee and like day-old donuts. Dunkin' Donuts came through and gave them the day-old donuts. Nice. And they just really wanted to offer support and companionship to people who were struggling. And, you know, in the last 45 years, the mission has evolved to include a lot more than just that. Many people still know about us as a soup kitchen, obviously. And we're doing that, you know, 7 days a week.
How busy is it?
It's, you know, unfortunately right now, I think, you know, because the landscape in Hartford has changed a bit, and the shelters are, you know, had kind of closed, there's a lot more people who are living on the streets right now. Mm-hmm. So I would say we have definitely seen an increase in people coming. We also are seeing a lot of new people coming and who don't necessarily stay. So that's sort of a different a change.
Now, are they newly homeless, or are they're coming to the city?
I think both, yeah. To be honest with you. And a lot of people struggling with addiction. I think that's been a jarring thing to see how many people are struggling with addiction. And many of our guests who are struggling with addiction say that they come to Hartford because they find it to be easy, you know, that it's inexpensive to get
services and help.
Help, yeah. Absolutely.
So what else? We're talking with Beth Boyle, co-director of House of Bread here on Bryan & Company. What else besides that? What do you do? Because it's way more than that.
There's way more than that. We also do food distribution out of our facilities at Chestnut Street. We have a day shelter. We're one of the few places where people can come during the day and seek respite. You know, it's air conditioned in the summer, heated in the winter. One of the few places that people can take a shower. Mm. And we offer a lot of services there that we partner with, you know, other community organizations like Hartford Healthcare comes in and offers medical care and mental health care, that kind of thing. We try to bring in the services to our guests so that it's easy for them. We have a thrift store on site there. We also serve a number of kids in the area through our Kids Cafe program. So there's about 200 meals that we give out each day, each school day, to students attending, like Hartford students attending local private schools and other community mm-hmm. organizations. In the south end of Hartford, we have an education center. We're teaching immigrants and refugees English. So that's obviously a program that is sort of center right now, especially with everything going on with immigration, et cetera. And then we also have a number of housing initiatives. We have a 27-unit affordable housing building, and we have a women's and a men's transitional housing program for people coming out of substance abuse recovery.
So in 45 years or so, how is this happening? How were the sisters able to generate the funds, and how do you do it now?
I think, you know, I think this, the commitment of the sisters, their dedication to the people who are struggling, I think that speaks a lot to the community. And we're very fortunate that they have a donor base of people who really believe in them and what they do. And they have, you know, remained committed to us over the last 45 years, so, which is amazing. We do largely rely on private donations for our funding. So
So we're talking with Beth Boyle, who's the co-director of House of Bread. A bunch of different questions, both small and large. Now, the sisters step back from like daily operations. It's I always find with these incredible nonprofits that are started by a person or people, the real challenge is the identity when the people who founded it step back. And I'm sure they're still involved, but how challenging is that to not have them necessarily spearheading things on a daily basis?
Yeah, I think that is a challenge because they're big shoes to fill. You know, they really have committed their whole life to House of Bread.
And the organization's identity is intertwined with them.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. And I think of it, you know, I know it was challenging for them, too, to step back because this has been their whole life, you right. know, and they work together and they live together. God bless them. And and so, you know, that's definitely hard. But I think what they have created at House of Bread, it's really a community of support, and everyone involved really has bought into what they've created. So I know that, you know, Tom and I do our best. We, you know, we're not going to make every decision probably the same as what they yeah. might want in every case, but we really try to always do what they did, which is keep the people that we are serving like at the center of focus and make the best decisions for what we think will serve them best.
So we're talking with Beth Boyle, who's the co-director of House of Bread here in Bryan and Company. And, you know, I'm on the board for Salvation Army, and we do tons of work with them with the holiday store, and they're having a gala later in May, and I'll talk about that another day, but you're doing that in early May. And so if people are listening, I guess most importantly, if people are listening, And they can go to, I think it's houseofbread.org.
H-O-bread.org.
H-O-bread.org.
Right.
And you can go there and check out. They actually have a really informative website that shows all the different things that they do. But if somebody listening is like, hey, you know, I'd like to help, whether it's talk about May 1st and then talk about other ways they can do that.
Yeah, so May 1st is our 45th anniversary party. Very excited to bring together the House of Bread community, obviously to raise, you know, critical funds for our mission.
You got Scott Haney too.
Yeah,
that's not a
yeah,
small
absolutely,
deal.
Absolutely, which is awesome. Scott's wonderful to us. And we're hoping the mayor will be stopping in too. He was on our board prior to becoming right. the mayor of Hartford. And you know, the very important part of that event obviously will be celebrating the sisters and these 45 years, and we have a special dedication planned for them there. So we definitely want to encourage people to come out and join us. It will definitely be a fun evening. We are a community that definitely enjoys celebrating. So
where is it?
It's at the Hartford Golf Club on May 1st.
Nice. Fancy.
May 1st from 6 to 8.
Okay, so, and again, you go to hobread.org for information on that, and the yes. sisters will be there.
Yes, definitely.
And it'll be a lot of... I have more questions I really would love to get into at some point with you, just Hartford in general, yep. and like what you think Hartford needs. You know, like we focus on this a lot, and you know, sometimes I think it's an unsolvable problem like peace in the Middle East, and then other times, but I applaud people who are dedicating their lives to trying to make the city better. And so it's sort of like a major sort of cottage topic for us.
Yeah, there are so many wonderful organizations in Hartford and incredible people who are really trying to make it the city that it can be. And I do think there are a lot of ways that people can be involved and help.
Yeah. Well, we'll do it again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Brian, for
having
me.
Listen, anytime, anything you need, you let me know. Beth Boyle, awesome. Co-director of House of Bread.